One for the Money, Disc 4.
I couldn't actually blame Morelli for cuffing me to the curtain rod. After all, I had sort of stolen his car. And I could understand that he needed to keep me out of the way while he searched my apartment. I might even be able to forgive him for destroying my shower curtain in a show of macho force. But he went too far when he left me hanging here naked. If he thought this would discourage me, he was wrong. This whole deal was now in the ballpark of double dare, and childish as it might be, I wasn't going to walk away from the challenge. I'd get Morelli, or die trying. I'd been standing in the tub for what seemed like hours when I heard my front door open and close. The steam from the shower had long ago dissipated, and the air had turned cool. My hand was numb from being held overhead. I was exhausted and hungry, and had the beginnings of a headache. Ranger appeared in the bathroom doorway, and I was too relieved to be embarrassed. "I appreciate your coming out in the middle of the night," I said. Ranger smiled.
"Didn't want to miss seeing you chained up naked."
"The keys are in the mess on the floor." He found the keys, pried the phone loose from my fingers, and unlocked the cuffs.
"You and Morelli got something kinky going on?"
"Remember when you gave me his keys this afternoon?"
"Uh-huh."
"I sort of borrowed his car."
"Borrowed?"
"Commandeered, actually. You know, about us having the law and all?"
"Uh-huh."
"Well, I commandeered his car, and he found out." Ranger smiled and handed me a towel.
"He understand about commandeering?"
"Let's just say he wasn't pleased. Anyway, I parked the car in the lot out there and removed the distributor cap as a safety precaution."
"Bet that went over big."
I got out of the tub and had to squelch a scream when I saw my reflection in the vanity mirror. My hair looked like it had taken 2,000 volts and had been spray starched. "I need to install an alarm system in his car, but I haven't got the money." Ranger laughed soft and low in his chest.
"An alarm system. Morelli'll love that."
He took a pen from the floor and wrote an address on a piece of toilet paper. "I know a garage that'll give you a price." I padded past him into the bedroom and exchanged the towel for a long terry cloth robe.
"I heard you come in through the door."
"Picked the lock. Didn't think it prudent to wake up the super." He looked over at my window. Rain was spattering on the dark pane, and a piece of torn screening draped over the sill.
"I only do the Spider-Man shit in nice weather."